Mahatmas and Shailas by H.P. Blavatsky, Bite 1. A Mahatma is a personage who by special training and education has evolved those higher faculties and has attained that spiritual knowledge which ordinary humanity will acquire after passing through numberless series of reincarnations during the process of cosmic evolution, provided, of course, that they do not go in the meanwhile against the purposes of nature and thus bring on their own annihilation. This process of the self-evolution of the Mahatma extends over a number of incarnations, although comparatively speaking, they are very few. Now, what is it that reincarnates? The occult doctrine, so far as it is given out, shows that the first three principles die more or less with what is called the physical death. The fourth principle, together with the lower portions of the fifth, in which reside the animal propensities, has Kamaloka for its abode, where it suffers the throes of disintegration in proportion to the intensity of those lower desires. While it is the higher manas, the pure man, which is associated with the sixth and seventh principles, that goes into Devakan to enjoy there the effects of its good karma, and then to be reincarnated as a higher individuality. Now, an entity that is passing through the occult training in its successive births gradually has less and less in each incarnation of that lower manas, until there arrives a time when its whole manas, being of an entirely elevated character, is centered in the higher individuality, when such a person may be said to become a Mahatma. At the time of his physical death, all of the lower principles perish without any suffering, for these are in fact to him like a piece of wearing apparel, which he puts on and off at will. The real Mahatma is then not his physical body, but that higher manas, which is inseparably linked to the Atma and its vehicle, the sixth principle, a union effected by him in a comparatively very short period by passing through the process of self-evolution laid down by the occult philosophy. Bite 2. The highest interest of humanity as a whole is their special concern, for they have identified themselves with that universal soul which runs through humanity, and he who would draw their attention must do so through that soul which pervades everywhere. This perception of the manas may be called faith, which should not be confounded with blind belief. Blind faith is an expression sometimes used to indicate belief without perception or understanding, while the true perception of the manas is that enlightened belief, which is the real meaning of the word faith. This belief should at the same time be accomplished by knowledge, experience, for true knowledge brings with it faith. Faith is the perception of the manas, the fifth principle, while knowledge, in the true sense of the term, is the capacity of the intellect. It is spiritual perception. In short, the higher individuality of man, composed of his higher manas, the sixth and seventh principles, should work as a unity, and then only can it obtain divine wisdom, for divine things can be sensed only by divine faculties. Thus, the desire which should prompt one to apply for chelaship is to so far understand the operations of the law of cosmic evolution as will enable him to work in harmonious accord with nature instead of going against its purposes through ignorance.